Welcome back, and welcome to those joining us for the very first time. We're here with Talia Bauer from Craig Bauer Solicitor. Last episode, we unpacked transfer duty, one of the biggest costs when buying property. Today, we're going further, exploring another upfront cost that catches buyers off guard. We'll trace how Queensland records land ownership from colonial parchment deeds to today's fully electronic system and explain exactly what you're paying for a settlement. It's practical, it's fascinating, and it's everything you need to know. Let's get into it. Talia, where do we start?
Well, Nick, as you've mentioned, last segment we examined one of the upfront costs of buying property, and perhaps the most significant outlay, transfer or stamp duty. I thought today we might go a little further and delve into Titles Office registration fees.
Yep, similar to transfer duty, registration fees are also payable at settlement of a property purchase. But what exactly are they?
Well, it might help if I give our listeners a little bit of background first. When Australia was first settled in the late 1700s, we adopted the English method of recording land dealings. Land was granted by the Crown by issue of a physical deed of grant written on parchment. Nick, you might have come across those quite often. Beautiful documents, but what a bane they could be on settlement.
Yeah, particularly when they're missing.
That's right, exactly. The deed or title to the property was the only proof of ownership issued to a purchaser who was required to keep them safe. At the time, no copy of the deed was maintained in a government register. So imagine the difficulty in preserving such an important document through fire, floods and forgetfulness. But the mid-1800s, Queensland became its own state, and despite bitter opposition, reform of our titling system followed South Australia's lead. We now use the Torrens titling system, where the state guarantees title to land upon registration of instruments. That might be a transfer of land instrument, for example, or other such a mortgage or those sorts of documents. This ensures that the interests of registered owners of land are protected.
And so how does it work?
Essentially, this system enables transactions over land, say buying and selling property, to be recorded in a government-managed register. A record of every title is held by the Register of Titles in the Land Registry, which is now, since 1994, a computerised, automated titles system. A fun fact for those following, the automated title system was first introduced in Rockhampton, with Townsville and Brisbane soon following. The project of converting all title information from 2.6 million paper titles to computer data was completed in just 18 months.
That's a mammoth task, considering the volume of property transactions every year. I'm thinking this is why registration fees are charged, to account for the extra work involved?
Exactly right, Nick, yes. Rather than relying on the old parchment system, which I understand was both expensive and unwieldy, the Titles Office charges a prescribed fee to maintain the register.
How do we know what the fee will be when the time comes?
The base fee is a couple of $100. This increases in stages with the value of the land being dealt with. The Titles Office has a calculator available on their website for buyers to estimate the fee attributable to their transaction. This fee is usually calculated by a buyer's lender and also their solicitor, and is payable to the Titles Office on settlement.
So remind me, what does settlement mean exactly?
Well, the term settlement itself refers to the exchange by parties to a contract of title for consideration. The seller gives title to the buyer, and it is up to the buyer to perfect title by ensuring the land registry is immediately updated as to the change of ownership in the property.
So in moving to an electronic system, what would happen with the paper or the parchment deeds that were used before?
On settlement of a transaction, the original parchment deed, or later the paper title, was required to be lodged with the transfer instrument at the Titles Office, who would then take the deed out of circulation. As of October 2019, we have now gone completely electronic and paper titles are no longer proof of ownership, though they are a nice souvenir if you have one.
So should we have any concern over an electronic system rather than a paper-based one?
I don't think so. There is now no longer any onus on a property owner to ensure the security of their title deed, and therefore, of course, proof of ownership. It is all electronic and the land register is backed up and stored separately for recovery purposes. Electronic titling also allows streamlining of conveyancing matters, including settlement, and property owners are able to obtain a record of their ownership for a small fee from the titles office.
Well, that's great, and that's a wrap. Today we covered how Queensland's titling system evolved from parchment deeds to the fully electronic Torrens system, what settlement really means for buyers, and why titles office registration fees are a small but important part of your property purchase. A huge thank you for tuning in. If you found this helpful, please share it with someone navigating their property journey. Until next time, Talia Bauer, thank you for joining us on 101.5fm.com.au.